Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready.
Check.
Daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Not even going to give out the phone number. That's why I'm kind of flying a new banner down, or a new scroll down at the bottom. Hoping I might get some scraps every once in a while, because, you know, the donation plate has been kind of thin, and it's not your guys' fault. It's because I've not been doing a show. So you guys can cheer bits. You guys can super chat, or if you don't understand any of that mumbo jumbo, you can go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the Radio. Even if it's a buck, you know what? Kind of helps out, helps me pay for the internet, helps me, you know, buy new equipment and all that good stuff. Got a great show lined up, got stories like the Atlanta riot that happened. The Biden, I think it's so funny, and I'm not wanting to get political at all, but everybody was making a big deal about Donald Trump stuff, and it was deserving. It was. And, you know, Joe Biden, they've already found all these sound bites where it was like, oh, it's so irresponsible. How can you do that as a president? And then a couple of weeks later, it happens to him. The price of eggs is causing people to buy chickens. I know that's going to cause a big stir because, you know, everybody in a residential area, they're going to be buying chickens, and you just can't do it. And you can have chickens, but then people are going to be like, well, you got to get a rooster. No, because then everybody's going to be complaining about it. Orlando man burns down his own condo in a dispute with the HOA. And I want to talk about that a little bit. And then Orange County sheriff's officers are banging while on duty in squad cars. This is a great story. You know, I also want to talk about the female officer that's married to another officer. I guess they're in an open relationship. And she was banging three other officers. And she got fired. And the thing is I don't even think that they did it while on duty. Now, I can understand why Sheriff John Mina in Orange County would be upset about this. Because when you're on the clock, no, you guys are not going to be hooking up in squad cars. Because let's be honest. Are you really, really paying attention when it's just being given to you? Just being given to you, or you're giving it to somebody. Are you really paying that much attention? Well, what if they get a, you know, officer down, or there's a murder or a mass shooting? Do you really think that some men are going, they have enough willpower to just pull out, put your pants up, and go to work? No, you're gonna try your hardest to get one off before you get an answer on that call. I'm sorry.
The Orange County Sheriff's deputies have resigned after complaints surfaced that they were involved in inappropriate behavior while on duty. The details are
on. Oh, man, Michelle Imperato, I love her. I mean, come on, man. What, that dress? Usually do not see a lot of hosts and local news wearing a dress like that over the knees. But man, I've always been a big fan. I mean, she's a great broadcaster. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just judging her on her looks. I'm not.
Alarming. West 2's Luana Munoz has a copy of the investigative report. Luana, what does it say?
You know, Michelle, this partially redacted report is 51 pages long, and it details a sexual relationship between Orange County Sheriff.
I want to talk about this. How long into a pregnancy, and I know a lot, this is going to sound insensitive, but I've seen a lot of newscasters, they're waiting, they are working, they're still on the TV, they are still giving me my weather. And being a pregnant chick as a meteorologist, it's not a bad thing, but I mean, it's kind of blocking out what we're wanting to see. Can you get that belly out of the way? I can't see the Doppler radar. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people that are going to like, oh, Tuttle, you shouldn't say those type of things. But I think in the news, if you're a woman, I think the program director, after the first trimester, you should, all right, you're good for a maternity leave. Come back. We'll take care of it. Because there's been a lot of ladies and good for them. Good for them balancing a professional career and all that stuff while you're pregnant. I could not imagine like going out there. Fake Alex Jones. It's because she is. She is pregnant. Yeah, come on, guys. Guys, we all want to act tough. But if we were working and we had a parasite. God, I know I shouldn't call a fetus a parasite. But, I mean, in all reality, it is a parasite. It is a parasite growing in you. And you're still going to go to work? Guys would not be able to do that. No. And I know, like, it hurts because our private areas are on the outside and stuff. And we get kicked there. It's kind of vulnerable. But let's be honest, guys. We would not be able to deal with having periods on a monthly basis. When we get sick, guys, I mean, we still go to work, but man, we are just whiny babies because we want everybody to know how sick we are while we're going to work. And you know what? I really do think women have a higher threshold of pain than we do.
Sheriff's deputies Angel Mendoza and Skylar Miller, as well as Miller and her supervisor, Robert Garner.
Wow. Man.
All of whom have now resigned.
While Orange County streets were busy, so were a few deputies.
I know, like, that's a very, very thin-veiled joke, trying to be shocking. They were getting busy. Yeah, they were.
This investigative report conducted by the sheriff's office goes back to early 2021, when the report says Deputy Skylar Miller and Deputy Angel Mendoza began a sexual relationship.
Okay, so, man, see, that's how stupid we are, guys. That we got a great job. We know that we should not be doing it. We should not be hooking up with a fellow coworker while on the clock in a company, a government vehicle. I mean, that's literally what a sheriff's officer, their patrol car is. That's a government vehicle, and you're banging in it. And, you know, as guys, we know that we should not do it, but guess what? Okay. And I'm going out on a limb here. I would almost guarantee you the guy was not the aggressor in this situation. I bet the woman was the one that was kicking it out wide.
Later that year, Miller and her supervisor, Corporal Robert Garner, began a sexual relationship as well.
Okay, the common denominator is the chick. And listen to how this all gets blown out. This woman pretty much dry snitched on herself.
Miller believes Mendoza made the complaints after their relationship ended on bad terms. Miller admitted that on multiple occasions, she and Garner would engage in, quote, sexual intercourse while on duty. During many of their meetups, the two would turn off their body cameras.
All right. Why? Why? I don't know. Do the body cameras go directly back to a database? Or do the deputies have to, when they get back, they got to plug in their cameras and upload all the video from their shift? Because I'm telling you right now, that would have been one of the greatest sex videos of all time. You know, but I mean, they're going to take their clothes off and stuff, so it's not like we're really, really going to see anything. But you would definitely hear some of the stuff. I could only imagine two cops having sex.
Ugh. Many of their encounters took place behind a church in Windermere, behind a business near the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and in the parking lot at Disney Springs.
They were getting after it on Disney property. And you know what? Bravo. Bravo. Bravo to you two sheriffs. And I know, like, they shouldn't be doing this stuff, especially on taxpayers' time. Sorry, allergies have been bothering me tremendously, but you shouldn't be doing it on taxpayers' time. You should. I mean, I really don't care that you're doing it in a government car. Trust me, there's a lot of sex going on in government cars, local government, whatever it may be.
All while on duty. Miller says her previous relationship with Deputy Mendoza would also include having sex on duty. Orange County Sheriff John Mina said in a statement, "At the Orange County Sheriff's Office, we hold our deputies to the highest ethical standards, engaging in this behavior on duty when they should have been responding to calls." And
maybe it was a light night, Sheriff Mina. The way I look at it, I see two deputies that are trying to get in some cardiovascular training. Don't you want your deputies? Because I see way too many times, and I'm not saying in Orange County in particular, but we've all seen those fat cops. We have. And they do say that you get your heart rate up. It's good for cardiovascular health. I see this as a bonus. I don't think that they turn their radios off or anything. But like I said, once again, I mean, when a guy's in mid-stroke, it's kind of hard to just stop, put your pants up, and then go into a firefighter or something.
Protecting our community is unacceptable. These former deputies are not worthy of the uniform worn by those that serve with integrity and honor.
Now, in a letter that was sent to West 2 News, the Orange County Sheriff's Department also said that the system proved to work. A tip was sent in about an inappropriate behavior among deputies, and the claim was thoroughly investigated. The three deputies involved resigned during their investigation that would have resulted in termination.
Pass a cold one. He brings up a great point. Never a good idea to hook up with coworkers. No, it's not, especially if you're a man. Especially if you're a man. Because let's be honest, even if you're on the same level of a female employee and you hook up with her, she can play the victim card even if she was the aggressor and even if she was the one that was kicking it out wide. They're going to believe the woman before anything. And you can't. I repeat, you cannot, as a man in a corporate setting, have a hookup with somebody that is underneath you. You just cannot do it. You just can't do it. Bob D, if your mother was having a heart attack and dialed 911, I would hope the first responding officer was not having sex and taking their time to help your mother. Okay, so let's think about this. What if immediately, as soon as the call comes in, The guy stops, the woman stops. What if they're smart about it? They're not even taking their pants down. Just a quickie. Like, I mean, you're not getting full nude-on-nude skin contact. No, you can't. You know, how hard would it be to take your vest off? You know for a fact that they were not taking their vest off and stuff, that they were doing it in the car, because you gotta be able to cover up real quick. You're not gonna get a vest on, you're not gonna get the uniform on and all that stuff. So no, maybe they were being responsible, but I do agree with you, Bob D. I do. Fish on J, maybe the sound of their radio takes them where they need to be while banging. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Got a hit and run on Colonial Drive. Oh, yes. Yes. We got some vagrants that are loitering on the 7-Eleven off of 436. I mean, there's so many things. Who knows what type of dispatch, that gets them going. You just do not know.
Designations preclude the possibility of an appeal. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement could also revoke the former deputy's state law enforcement certifications.
Okay, so Luana Munoz, I gotta tell you, I've never been one of those guys. Okay, is any men in the chat room, are you guys into, you know, because a lot of people don't find pregnant women attractive, but as I've gotten older, pregnant women, I really, really, and it's not like a sick thing or whatever, but I really do think that pregnant women are very, very beautiful. They are very attractive as well, too. Boobs get bigger, too. Like, I've never seen a 3D in-person pregnant chick in my life. No, I've never seen that before. I mean, I've seen pictures and stuff. And I am also a big believer in pheromones and stuff. I do believe that we give off different smells, even though we can't really tell a difference and stuff. But we are attracted. You know, we talk to women when I used to do SBK Live on Saturday nights. That, you know, we had a woman call in. She, and I'm not trying to get too graphic, but she would, you know, here, I'm going to show with my hand, go, you know, kind of downstairs and take part of her own essence and rub it behind her ears. And she said it drove the guys crazy. It drove them crazy. And that's when I started believing in pheromones. And I know I shouldn't base my beliefs on some woman who calls into a radio show and says that she puts her own essence behind her ears. Pass a cold one. Pregnant ass is some good ass. I could believe that. I mean, I've always wondered why I have this dent in the top of my head and stuff. Till later on, when my parents were more comfortable talking to me about stuff, Dad was like, yeah, I was knocking that out 3 weeks before the pregnancy. And I was like, damn, Dad, what you slinging there? Because I really do think that that's why I have that dent on the top of my head and stuff, because my dad was getting after it 2 weeks before the pregnancy and stuff. I'm going to move on to my next news story. I have some theories about this story. This is a crazy ass story. All right. So this old woman, she's elderly. Oh, that's the same pregnant woman again. Luana Munoz. Oh. So here at Advent Health in Orman, the hospital went into a lockdown. The hospital went to a lockdown because an elderly woman went up to the 11th floor and killed her terminally ill husband. Now, I got to give the Daytona Beach Police Office or the Volusia County Sheriff's Office for not, like, going in and taking her out. You know, my mom and dad, they, you know, it's funny. When I got older, my mom and dad used to just talk openly. My mom and dad, they kind of had one of those pacts. They did. I mean, not a murder-suicide type deal, but it was kind of like, my mom's been through a lot of stuff. She's had cancer quite a few times. And my mom was always like, look, if I get a terminal, like, diagnosis, and I'm in bed, just take care of me, or help me take care of myself. And my dad was the same way. Now, this woman, she's in her 70s and stuff. She did this, and she's not denying it. She's not trying to fight it. But she did. She killed her husband. But also at the same time, I do have some other theories. So let me get into this story, and I'll jump in here and there. I will, because it's an interesting story.
This 76-year-old woman who you're about to see right here is in police custody tonight facing multiple charges.
Look at this woman. Come on. She didn't shoot anybody else. She just went up to the 11th floor and mercy killed her husband. Now, we really don't know. I mean, he could have been terminally ill, and this woman that killed her husband could have found out that he was cheating on her or something, banging the nurse. Who knows? But I also have another theory.
Charges including first-degree murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's after police say that she shot and killed her own terminally ill husband at Advent Health Hospital in Daytona Beach. Police say that Ellen Gilland shot 77-year-old Jerry Gilland as part of what was supposed to be a murder-suicide pact. West 2's Haley Crumholm walks us through the weeks leading up to the shooting and what happened next.
Crumholm chick.
It took hostage negotiators hours and ultimately...
Haley Crumholm. What up, Haley?
Police say Gilland did not put the gun down, so they had to resort to using a distraction device, a flashbang, and hitting her with a beanbag.
Man, I would love to shoot a 70-year-old with a beanbag. Just jokes, guys. But man, I mean, nobody can be mad at you. You're shooting an elderly woman with a beanbag just to save her.
The Beach Police got the call around 11:30 for someone shot on the 11th floor of Advent Health.
Obviously, we're unsure how she brought that gun into the hospital, but this was...
They don't check. They barely check. It's laughable. It is. They got signs up. No firearms. Even people that have a concealed carry. My dad... Last time my mom had surgery, I had to take my dad's concealed carry gun back to the truck because he couldn't go into the hospital with it, even though he's licensed to carry it.
It's planned.
Police Chief Jakari Young says because the husband, Jerry Gilland, was terminally ill, he and his wife, Ellen, made a pact about 3 weeks ago to go through with the murder-suicide if Jerry continued to take a turn for the worse.
Apparently, the goal was for him to do it, but he did not have the strength, so she had to carry it out for him.
Okay, so this is my theory. This is my theory that... Because my dad always said this. Because, you know, growing up at an early age and stuff, we didn't have insurance. You know, you get a diagnosis of cancer and you need chemo and you don't have insurance. You know what they're going to tell you? They're just going to tell you to go home and die. And that sucks. And my dad always said this, is that you got to go do a crime that's going to get you a year or two. You're going to have to go to prison. Anything over a year is prison. So maybe go rob a bank, but, you know, you could rob a bank by just going into the bank and giving a letter and saying, I got a gun and you need to give me money, and you don't even have a gun. You're still going to go to jail for that. But guess what? When you get to jail, they got to take care of you. They got to take care of you. And if you don't believe me, what they do to people that are on death row, they're eventually going to kill you. But if you get cancer or something that's really, really wrong with you, they're going to try to save you before your death sentence. I've always found that crazy and hard to believe that they do stuff like that. You know, there are a lot of people, prisoners, the worst of the worst, that get taken better care of than law-abiding citizens. They're taxpayers. They follow all the rules. They're working a 9-to-5 job. They're not getting rich. They're living paycheck to paycheck. No insurance at all, but guess what? The guy that raped somebody or was driving drunk and killed somebody, hit-and-run people, they get cancer or any of that other stuff. Guess what? They get taken care of on our dime. So I thought my dad was really, really smart by that. So what I'm thinking is that if we later down the road find out that she's sick as well too, what if the husband was like, this was not a murder-suicide pact. It was just like, honey, we don't got insurance. Don't got insurance, and I know you're gonna have a lot of medical expenses. And I'm on my way out, so just shoot me. Just shoot me. And then you're gonna go to jail. It's gonna be minimal. It's gonna be minimal prison. It's gonna be minimal security prison. And all your medical needs are gonna get taken care of. I would not be shocked if that is something. I mean, I would not be surprised. But, I mean, we still don't know pretty much any of the details yet.
Hostage negotiators spoke with Alan Gilland for hours as neighboring rooms on the 11th floor were cleared.
This was somewhat of a logistical nightmare, which is why, again...
Well, my dad died of natural causes, so I don't... What are you trying to say? Dad just died of natural causes and had insurance later on in his life, so... No secrets.
And I'm very, very proud of my team because that 11th floor is made up of terminally ill patients. So pretty much all the patients on that floor are on ventilators.
He says they didn't have room to evacuate the entire floor, but says Gilland never left the room where the shooting happened. Chief Young says she never threatened to shoot.
And by the way, I'm not a big fan. I do not like Advent Health at all. And this is just from my personal experience. I don't like it. I don't like them. I thought my dad got horrible treatment, and this is just in my opinion. It is just in my opinion. It is my opinion, Vulture. I can say that I don't like them from my personal experience. I'm not going to go into detail. I'm not going to go into any of that. But I can give my opinion. I'm not stating fact in my opinion. Well. Okay. I, you know.
Shoot any officers, but she never put the gun down.
So we would have to assume that, you know, if we were to rush in there, we didn't effectively communicate that it could have turned into a shootout situation.
So they had to use a device to distract her, so she dropped the gun.
It's called a flashbang.
Everybody knows what a flashbang is. Everybody's watched cop shows.
The SWAT team uses. They use it. It just makes a loud noise. It's like a, you know, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that. So they threw in a flashbang.
I bet those Orange County Sheriff's officers know what a bang stick is.
Flashbang to distract her, and luckily it worked.
They also hit Gilland with a beanbag, and she was ultimately taken into custody. Gilland was taken to the Daytona Beach Police Department after she was taken into custody around 3 p.m. before she was set to be transferred to the Volusia County Jail. In Daytona Beach, Haley Crumbleholm, Western News.
What up, Haley? All right, so one more story before I get out of here. I want to talk about this. I raised chickens. Growing up, I did. We had like 30 to 40 chickens, but we also had like 20 acres worth of land. They were free range. They were. Everybody wants to talk about, well, you're going to just spend the same amount of money after you feed the chickens and stuff. Let me tell you something about chickens. All you got to do is provide them water, and they will eat any scraps that you have. Everybody thinks, oh, chickens just eat corn and seed and all that stuff. No, chickens are scavengers. I could cook a whole chicken. I could put that chicken on the ground with all the chickens that I had, and those chickens would eat chicken. They're cannibals. They don't care. Chickens, they don't give a fuck. Chickens will eat anything and everything that they can, and they'll lay you delicious eggs. I really think that this is ridiculous how much we're paying for eggs now. But now, like, with the price of eggs, everybody's wanting to buy their own chickens and stuff. Everybody's buying their own chickens. They want to get their own eggs and stuff. And I just think that there's going to be a lot of issues, because you're going to get a lot of people living in residential areas and stuff that were like, hey, honey, let's get a chicken. Let's get a chicken. Okay, get a chicken. I know in some residential areas where you can't own chicken, you got to keep them in a coop. The last thing that you want to do is get a rooster. You don't need a rooster. Some people think that, oh, you need a rooster to get them to lay eggs. No, you don't. Only if you want to raise chicks. And they will. Past Cole One brings up a great point. They also keep your yard pest free. I mean, chickens are great. Let me get into this story, but I want to pose a question to you guys.
Florida is currently the second most expensive state to buy eggs, with a 57% increase since January of last year. That's according to data from Instacart.
We're told the reasons include an influenza outburst, but as West Chew's Megan Mulatto...
I've also heard a lot of different stories. Look, I'm not one of those conspiracy theory people. But, I mean, you got to look into them. Do your own research and stuff. You know, there are some of these farms that have chickens and stuff, and they have not had the avian flu, and their chickens are, they haven't had to kill any of their chickens. But they're saying that their chickens are laying less eggs. And a lot of them are saying it's because of the feed. The feed that they're eating is not producing as many eggs. And I would like to see, I mean, did anybody realize, like, last year, have anybody else realized how much we have had supply chain issues, how we've had to cull? If you don't know, I got cull, C-U-L-L. I mean, it's just basically you're having to kill a bunch of your livestock or whatever because of just... whatever reason, sickness, you can't take care of them, you got to cull the herd. And it's just weird. You know, we had the baby formula shortage. We've had all types of agricultural shortages. And a lot of the stuff, it just does not make sense. And this egg thing doesn't... eggs are one of the most perfect foods in the world. Everybody back in the day, they used to talk about, oh, eggs and cholesterol. You're going to get high cholesterol. No, you're going to get high cholesterol if you eat a bunch of eggs and you don't work out and stuff. Eggs got protein. I don't know if there's any fat in it, but they're pretty healthy. They are. A lot of protein, great calories, lots of energy in them.
Reports some people are getting creative to avoid paying for eggs.
We collect every single day, sometimes twice a day.
Diane Murphy and her husband run Funny Farm Eggs in St. Cloud, where they charge $5 a dozen.
I mean, $5 is still expensive for eggs.
Less than average grocery store prices for farm fresh eggs. But the recent demand has them selling out, even turning people away.
We probably turn down about 13 to 15 people a week.
She says the recent increase in egg prices is partially due to an influenza outburst.
Mm, Okay. Now they're talking. They're all talking about, the avian flu. The zoonotic disease has already jumped to mammals now. It's just weird. I mean, I'm still safe. I still practice good hand washing. If I'm in big crowds, I will wear a mask, but I hate doing it. I do. I did get my first and second COVID shot, but after that, I did not get it anymore. I think that I'm pretty healthy, and I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me and stuff. I'm not anti-vax. I got it done. I don't want to do it. But this egg thing, it's just a little weird. And what I want to talk about is, you know, we have this homeless problem here in the United States. And I was thinking about this, chickens. You got free range chickens. Are there chickens in the wild? Like, has there ever been wild chickens? Like, I know there's wild turkeys. We raise turkeys and stuff, but could chickens live out in the wild? They breed pretty fast, so the numbers would probably get big, like feral hogs and stuff. Why don't we just put chickens? Because, I mean, if you go to Ybor City in Tampa, there's just tons of chickens walking down the street. There's roosters walking down the street. So what I'm trying to say is, there, why are we not trying to introduce chickens into the wild? Could you imagine? You just go out in the woods if we had a bunch of wild chickens in the United States. Like, we flood the United States with chickens. And it's not like we would have to worry about it, like, overpopulating deer and them running out into the road and everybody running over them. You run over a chicken, it's not going to do anything. For the most part, chickens stay out of the way. And people think that chickens can't fly. Short distances, they can. Okay, so, all right. So, fake Alex Jones says coyotes would go right after them. All right, but as fast as chickens breed, you would get a balance. You would. Could you imagine if you're a homeless person and like, oh, man, I haven't eaten in a couple of days. And if there was wild chickens all over the place, as a homeless person, you're just like, let's go look out in the woods or whatever. Let's just look around. Because there's chickens in Ybor City. There's a tons of chickens down in Key West. I'm just saying, I really think we need to introduce wild chickens just all throughout the United States. Urban chickens, prairie chickens. Texas chickens. You could have hipster chickens up in Washington. You could have surfer chickens. You could have, you could just have them all over the place. You'd even have chickens in Manhattan. Like, just loaded up in Central Park. What would you rather have? There's so many pigeons all over Central Park and Manhattan. What would you rather have? A bunch of pigeons? Or would you like to have a bunch of free-range chickens just running all over Central Park? It'd be great. And also, I mean, this is another thing. All these vegetables, we got tomatoes, we got carrots and all that stuff. Why does none of that stuff grow in the wild? I've never, ever, and I, you know, a lot of you guys think I'm a nerd and stuff. I've walked through the woods all my life. I have never come across, oh, look at this wild carrot. Look at this. I know there's wild potatoes in Florida. I've seen those, but I've never even tried to eat them. But I've never been like, oh, look at these wild peanuts. Look at these wild tomatoes growing. No, you just don't see it. I think that's what we need to do.
That caused big hatcheries to have to call their birds, which had a domino effect.
It's not so much that there's an egg shortage, it's that there's less.
And chickens will crap over everything.
birds to produce those eggs.
So in order to make up for the loss, she says prices have gone up, but some have ticked their numbers higher than others. A nonprofit group called Farm Action wrote this letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking them to investigate price gouging, noting egg prices have more than doubled in the last year. In the meantime, those desperate for eggs are buying chickens instead in hopes of...
Oh, that's going to be a big-ass problem, I'm telling you.
...producing their own.
This year, I've probably sold...
But I would love to have some wild chickens just running all over the place. I mean, like Pascal once said, they're going to keep all the pests, bugs, all that stuff out of your front lawn. Oh, yeah, Fish on J... Don't hurt or kill the Oviedo chickens. Them townspeople will kill you. I totally forgot. Chickens all over Oviedo, too.
In the last, I say just since Christmas, I've probably sold 30 to 40 hens because people want a bird in their backyard. And most, and we do sell chicks. We have a huge incubator that holds 270 eggs at a time. And as soon as they're hatched, those chicks are gone.
If you're thinking about avoiding...
I love Megan Mulatto.
...avoiding high egg costs by
Megan, well, I can't make that joke because that's a female chicken. I wanted to say Megan Mulatto holding a cock.
...purchasing a hen to lay eggs on your property. There's some...
That chicken was like, yeah, Megan Mulatto's holding me...
...your property. There's some things you should know.
You got to buy the crates, the food, the lodging. The, there's so much...
Nah, let those bitches out. Let them roam. All you got to do is, like, feed them a bunch, leave them out there. Those chickens will be back every single time. They will. They will. Stanley Furrow, love your content. Nothing like fresh eggs. I mean, okay, so what I'm saying is, our chickens stayed. Look, we would lose a few every once in a while, of course. I mean, we still left their coop open. They were off the ground. So they had a place to go. Trust me, my dad, there were two neighbor dogs that were from a couple miles away. Dad found them in the chicken coop. They had already killed a bunch of chickens. Dad did not shoot them with buckshot. Hit them with bird pellet. Bird pellet is not going to kill a dog. Those dogs should not have been on our property. A lot of you guys are probably, can you shoot a dog? It was just birdshot. Just peppered them with, like, my dad got shot in the back with birdshot one time. Couldn't walk through a metal detector going to the airport and stuff, but it didn't kill him. So I think those dogs were okay. It's just, they shouldn't have been killing our chickens.
Involved in raising a chicken.
Then there's the chicken ownership ordinances that vary per county and city. Osceola allows a maximum of 6 chickens on properly zoned properties that must be kept in a coop shorter than 6 feet in the backyard.
That you don't want to have a goddamn rooster.
In St. Cloud, Megan Mulatto, WESH 2 News.
All right. Thank you, Megan. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Trying to do as many shows as I can tomorrow. I will not be doing a show, but I will do one Friday. Tomorrow, going out to evaluate a bunch of pitchers that are playing senior league baseball. It's their first practice. Told the coach, my friend Howard, that I went to school with. His two kids play on the team. So I'm going to go out, evaluate the pitchers. I'm going to kind of break down their mechanics and stuff and try to help them out. So I want to get out there and do that. I think it's a good thing. Don't know how much I'm going to film because it's kind of weird when you got minors. You just don't want to be filming and stuff. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. If you're listening to the live stream, you want to check out the archives, the audio version of the archives. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Spotify. You can go to iHeartRadio and all major podcasting platforms. If you're listening to this audio-wise and you want to check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast, you can do that. 7 p.m. live Monday through Friday. You can check that out, youtube.com/Tuttle or twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.